2 Peter 3, our final message in 2 Peter tonight. From here we move into 1 John. That will be exciting and enjoyable. Remember, Peter's about preparing our hearts, being ready for false doctrine that may come our way. And he finishes here with the final answer as protection against false doctrine, and that is to keep growing in our faith. And notice verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also this other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. So tonight, but grow. Let's pray. Lord, give us your wisdom. Meet with us now. We pray for your power upon this time. And Lord, it will be changed by it. We commit this to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I find it interesting that Peter says that Paul's writings are hard to understand, because I find Paul's easier to understand than Peter's. I don't know about you, but he's talking about Paul here, because that's the context if you look on up in verse 15. And he's saying some of his things are hard to be understood, speaking of what Paul wrote. And he says, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do other scriptures, unto their own destruction. That rest means to twist, starting with a W there. And that is how we end up with cults. Most of the cults claim to believe the Bible, but they have taken the scriptures and they've twisted them to their own destruction. The Jehovah's Witnesses have twisted the scriptures about the person of Jesus Christ. The Seventh-day Adventists have twisted the scriptures about an eternal hell and about soul sleep. Church of Christ have twisted the scriptures about baptism. The Catholics, of course, I guess they don't really use the scriptures that much, but they believe that salvation is through the church. The Mormons have twisted the scriptures about who Jesus is, and that the Bible was written so that we could become gods. And the Charismatics, of course, twist the scriptures regarding eternal salvation and experience versus truth. And we could go on all night. We just need to believe the Word. And as he said here, grow. Grow in our understanding of the Word. Because it's very easy for the scriptures to be twisted to lead us astray. Now we know he's writing to Christians because he says there in verse 17, ye are therefore beloved, seeing that you know these things. Now, what's he talking about? We talked about what he shared with us in this chapter. In verses 3 through 7, he said there will be scoffers about the return of Jesus, seeing that you know this is coming. Verse 9, he says God wants everybody saved. Seeing that you know that to be true. Verses 10 and 11, he said that Jesus is coming back. And that God wants us to live a holy life. Verses 12 and 13, we're to be looking for the return of Christ. Verse 14, we're to be without spot and blameless. Keep short accounts with God. Seeing that you know these things, he says, beware. Beware. 2 Peter, again, why did he write it? Primarily to help Christians who are going to be faced with false doctrine attacks of the devil. Beware, he says, because it can happen to anybody. What? Being led away with the error of the wicked. So we must constantly be on guard. And the number one protection is, as we see, to keep growing in our faith. To keep growing. Because some Christians, as we see here in verse 17, can actually fall from their own steadfastness. And we've all met some. And maybe we've been there ourselves, where we've fallen from our steadfastness and we have to get back up. So we have to be, as it says here, we have to be diligent. We have to be steadfast in our faith, in our growing in our faith. Because some Christians will fall from their own steadfastness. Look at Hebrews 10, if you would. Back to three books. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. The writer of Hebrews says here, Hebrews 10:38, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." This is what Peter's talking about. Those who draw back, those who fall from their own steadfastness. The Bible says, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." In 1 Corinthians 10:12. So Peter's warning us. It can happen to anybody. He says, look at all the people that have been led astray by twisting the Scriptures to their own destruction. Beware, he says, those who are reading his epistle, that you don't fall from your own steadfastness. What's the key? Verse 18, grow. There's the key. Grow. The preventative medicine from being led astray and from not falling is to keep maturing in our faith. Because at any given time, we're either going forward or we're going backward in our Christian walk. There's no neutral ground in Christianity. The Bible says in Jeremiah 7, God was talking about Israel. He says, "They hearken not," Jeremiah 7:24, "that they walked in the counsels and the imagination of their own evil heart and went backward and not forward." That's what can happen to a Christian that's not growing. And it never stops. We never stop growing. We're never there. We're never fully mature. We're never fully like Jesus. So, you know, I heard somebody say once, it's not how long you've been on the road, but it's how far you've traveled that matters. And that's true for Christians. You can meet Christians that have been saved 50 years, but they're still babies in their faith. That's not God's will. God's will is we grow in two things. We see here in verse 18, number one, grace. Grow in grace. What does that mean? Well, if we're growing in grace, it means that our behavior becomes more and more like Jesus. That our lives are exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit. We don't just talk about the fruit of the Spirit, we live the fruit of the Spirit. Look at a couple of scriptures, Ephesians 4:14, if you would. But God wants us to be constantly growing in grace. And you know the best place to find grace? At the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Notice Ephesians 4:14, "that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive." God wants us to grow in grace and not be babies anymore. And again, how does this happen? The more that we yield to the Holy Spirit, the more that He controls our lives, the more that we're filled by the Spirit of God, the more that we grow in the grace of our Lord. And again, we know if we're growing in grace because we're more like Jesus. We're exhibiting love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance. These things that come from being yielded to the Holy Spirit of God will become natural in our lives. So God says grow in two things. Grace, but look at the second one, and knowledge. Knowledge. Knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look at Matthew 11:29, if you would. Jesus also told us to learn of Him. Matthew 11:29. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Learn of me, Jesus said. We all know there's only one place we can learn of Jesus, and that's in His Word. That's why we need to be in the Word. Constantly learning more about Him. Every time we open the Word, we're learning about Him because He is the Word. That's why we were told, remember back in 1 Peter, "as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word," 1 Peter 2:2, "that ye may grow thereby." There's that word grow. growing in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Maturing, not only in our grace, but in our knowledge. And Paul talks about that, well, somebody does in Hebrews 5. Let's turn over there. I always say Paul, but that's an assumption. The Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. God says in Hebrews 5:11 that He wants us to mature in our understanding of the Word. In our grasp of the Word. Notice Hebrews 5:11. Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. God's will is that we're no longer babes, but that we're a full age, that we keep maturing in our knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to be exposing ourselves to the Word every day. Right? His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. Psalm 1:2. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Exposing ourselves to the Word in church. Exposing ourselves to the Word in our homes. We cannot grow without it. So we're to be growing in grace, and we're to be growing in knowledge. And as Peter says, that is the preventive medicine for these two major areas, either to be led astray doctrinally or to fall from our steadfastness. And he's been warning us about this all through the second epistle, and he finishes by saying, but grow, but grow. We should be growing. If we can look at our Christian life 5 years ago, we should be able to say, yes, I have matured since then. Some Christians can't. Some Christians have stagnated, but they've gone backwards. Because you don't stagnate. You either go forward or you go backward. That's that one of the devil's tricks, is to think we can cruise to heaven. We can't. But if we can look at our Christian life 5 years ago and see that we really aren't where we used to be, we've got a problem. We're not growing in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because we're here for one primary reason, verse 18, the finish of the book, to Him be glory. That's what it's all about, bringing glory to God. Whether they're for eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all the glory of God. Glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. We're here to glorify God. We can't do that if we're not growing. So Peter says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that you might prevent being led astray by the roaring lion that walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, or fall from your own steadfastness. But grow, he says. Amen. Let's pray.